And here we are back on this Getaway Friday, Friday, November the 20th, 2020, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. And we're playing the Family Feud here. Now remember, the category is and was, what kind of pants are best to wear if you're planning to overeat on Thanksgiving? Now, we've got sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, and overalls, but we're still missing one answer. What could it be? Does anybody know? That's what we want to know, what that one answer could be. Let's go to the phone lines on this Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Tracksuit.
Not a track suit, but you're very close.
Track pants.
Track pants. There you go. That's what it was. The old Now, are track pants the same thing as jogging pants?
Yes.
They're
exactly the same.
So where do we get two different names?
Oh, I think in athletics, you know, they wouldn't call it put on your jogging clothes. They'd say put on your track suit.
Put on your track suit with your track pants. But they do have spongy waist for that big Thanksgiving, right?
Exactly.
Well, thank you. You got it.
Great.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Those are your answers. What kind of pants are best to wear when you are planning to overeat on Thanksgiving? Sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, overalls, and track pants. All right, we're going to get into the next category momentarily, but we do want to do these announcements here again really quick. Free Thanksgiving Day meal, November 26th. Thanksgiving, of course, open to the public. Carry out 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, the big church right across from Menards. Carry out's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you don't have transportation, home delivery is available in the Marion area, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., but you have to call them before Tuesday, November 24th at noon. You've got to call for the free Thanksgiving dinner before November 24th at noon, 740-389-3684. That's Dayspring Wesleyan Church. And I do want to let people know again that the free food bank will be at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. The food giveaway is this Saturday morning, November 21st at 9 a.m. The parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. Free Food Bank, Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. The food giveaway is Saturday morning, November 21st at 9 a.m. The parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. So those are your Thanksgiving announcements. All right, next Family Feud category here. Now, this category has five answers as well. Five big answers here. Name an image that's often used in ads at Thanksgiving. Now, maybe not this year, because apparently our holiday shopping forecast is not what it once was. But name an image that's often used in ads at Thanksgiving. Five big answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name an image that's often used in ads at Thanksgiving time. Go ahead, caller.
A cooked turkey?
Cooked turkey, number one on the list. You got it. Thank you. The old turkey, number one on this particular list as well as our first list we started with this morning. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving time. Turkey is number one. 740-383-9944. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Four big answers left. An image that's used in an ad at Thanksgiving. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pumpkin?
A pumpkin. No pumpkins on the list. Pumpkin does not make the list. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving. Name an image that's often used in an ad for Thanksgiving. That's the... I'm going to make sure I'm reading this right. Let's see here. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving. So all these commercials we see, what images do you see at Thanksgiving time? Now, turkey was number one, but we've got four other answers here. Turkey number one, we've got four other answers. 740-383-9944. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims, number three on the list. You got it. We see those pilgrims in those ads at Thanksgiving time. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott, you're going to be so proud of me. I looked up this big old word just so I know how to say it right.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. This is going to be good. Go ahead.
It's the C word. Do you know what I'm going to say?
I know what you're going to say.
Here we go, my best.
Do you know what it is, though?
Cornucopia? Did I butcher it?
That's not the modern pronunciation of that word, but... No, it's close. Cornucopia.
Is that how you say cornucopia?
Cornucopia is what we would say. But you know what? It's number five on the list.
Whoop, whoop.
The big cornucopia.
See, I just sit there.
Do you have a cornucopia?
I really don't even know what it is. It just popped. I have like a light bulb moment. So. Isn't there another word for that? The horn of plenty or something like that?
You know.
Of plenty?
A horn of
plenty. Basket of plenty. Something. I don't know.
You know, it could be horn of plenty, cornucopia. That's probably true. But you know, people use that word. They say, "I have a cornucopia of apples." That just means we have a lot.
Huh.
Yeah, just a big word.
This show has really broadened my vocabulary.
We're here to educate and entertain daily.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
Toodles.
All right, we got cornucopia. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving. We've got turkey, pilgrims, and cornucopia. 740-383-9944. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving. Turkey, pilgrims, and cornucopia. We've got those. I thought cornucopia would be the most difficult one to get. We've got two answers left here. Thanksgiving Family Feud. 740-383-9944. What images are used in ads at Thanksgiving? Go ahead, caller.
Dried corn husks.
Dried corn husks. Not on the list, but a good guess. No dried corn husks on the list. Name an image that's often used in ads at Thanksgiving time. Turkey, pilgrims, and cornucopia. We've got those. You know the big horn? We've got cornucopia, pilgrims, and turkey. What two answers are we missing here? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost our caller. If that's you, call back in, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz back. We'll get you on the line here. Let's see what we got coming down the path. Go ahead, caller.
How about a ham?
A ham. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Well, okay.
No ham on the list today. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving time. That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
How about apples, oranges, fruits like that?
No fruits. Fruits do not make the list. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving. An image that's used in those ads at Thanksgiving time. We got the turkey, the pilgrims, and the cornucopia. What are the other two? Go ahead, caller.
How about pies?
Pies. No pies on the list. Pies do not make the list today. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving. No turkey, Well, we've got turkey, pilgrims, and cornucopia. No pumpkin pie, though. No pies. Go ahead, caller.
How about pumpkins?
No pumpkins. Good guess, though.
Okay.
No pumpkins on the list this year. All right. Name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving. We've got turkey, pilgrims, and cornucopia. What two are we missing? Thanksgiving Family Feud. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
How about a set table?
A set table. You know, a set table is not on this list, but that's close. That's close.
Okay.
Keep thinking. Set table. Not exactly a set table, but that's a close answer. Name an image that's often used in ads at Thanksgiving time. Go ahead, caller.
How about Indians?
Native Americans, Indians, yes, that is on the list. Number four.
Okay.
Thank you. We've got our Native Americans. All right. So we've got turkey, pilgrims, Native Americans, and cornucopia. One answer left here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Thank you. How about a feast?
A feast. Not a feast, but getting close. Not a feast, but we're getting close. You really have to say this one exactly. But feast is close. That's not too far off the beaten path. Go ahead, caller.
Stuffing?
Not stuffing. Good guess, though.
And family around the table.
I'll get family dinner. That's what it is. You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome again.
Family dinner is what we have. So we've got name an ad or an image. Name an image. Well, we'll take this caller and see if they say family dinner as well. Go ahead, caller.
A family gathering.
Family gathering. Number two, you got it. Family gathering was the popular one. So, name an image that's often used in an ad at Thanksgiving. Turkey, family dinner, pilgrims, Native Americans, and cornucopia. That's what they are. All right, we're going to break here in 1 minute, but we're going to come back with this category. Here's the category. Don't call now, but call in after our minute break. A Thanksgiving item children make at school. Five answers, I think. Maybe six answers. Four, five, six. Yeah, six answers. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. One of our internet listeners should know all these. Our listener on the internet should know all these. If she doesn't, I'll be highly disappointed in her. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. Six answers when we come back after this 1 minute break. 740-383-9944. Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Well, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Hey, we're back here. Scott Spears, WWGH Radio, Getaway Friday, 11-20-2020. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. Six big answers here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Six big answers. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. What would that be? Go ahead, caller.
How about turkeys?
They do make turkeys. Number one answer again. Turkey hits number one. Thank you. Turkey, the number one answer again. One of the six. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. Five answers still remain. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pilgrim's hat?
Pilgrim hat, number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Pilgrim hat gets on the list at number three. Name a Thanksgiving item that children make at school. Still four answers left here. We don't have the number two answer. What do we got? Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. 740-383-9944. We've got turkey and we've got pilgrim hat. Now, I'm looking online here. This person should have them all. One, two, three. Let's see here. Well, she's got a few, but she's missing some. So she's not perfect either on this Thanksgiving question, and she should really know these. All right. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. All right, we've got turkey and pilgrim hat. Still four answers left to go. We've got turkey and pilgrim hat. Four answers remain. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 34 minutes past the hour here. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. Have we stumped people with this one? No children this year? Go ahead, caller.
Pressed leaves.
Pressed leaves, you know, that's a good one. Not on the list, but I'm going to put those on the table this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you press leaves? Do you just take them and press them in a book?
Do you press them in a book, Diana?
You press them in a book or in wax paper.
Wax paper. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, here we go. Name an item children might make at Thanksgiving at school. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. We've got turkey and pilgrim hat. We've got four left to go. Does anybody know what the remaining four are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about that thing you were talking about, that cornucopia, whatever it is?
the old cornucopia?
Yeah.
That's number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cornucopia makes the list again at number two. How about that? All right. The old cornucopia makes the list again. Two lists today. Now, how often during the year are you going to have two Family Feud lists with cornucopia on the list? Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. We've got turkey, cornucopia, and pilgrim hat. We've still got three left to go. Does anybody know the remaining three? All right, go ahead, caller.
Indian headdress.
Indian headdress, number five. Indian headdress clocks in at number five on the list. Now, you know what's strange? It doesn't say Native American headdress, but that's the way it goes, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Mayflower? The Mayflower. No Mayflower on the list.
Mayflower does not make the list. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Thankful list.
No thankful lists. Hmm. No.
Good guess, though. No thankful list here on the list. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. Let's see what we got. Coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
How about a flower arrangement?
No flower arrangements.
No flower arrangements here. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. Two items left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Well, it must be a pumpkin. It wasn't on the last one.
You know, that is true. Pumpkin is number six on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pumpkin clocks in at number six on this particular list. So we've got turkey, cornucopia, pilgrim hat, Indian headdress, and pumpkin. One answer left. Is anybody going to get this answer? 37 and a half minutes past the hour. Name a Thanksgiving item children make at school. We've got turkey, cornucopia, pilgrim hat, Indian headdress, and pumpkin. What is the missing answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What answer are we missing here? Now look through your closets and see what's in there that your kids might have given you at Thanksgiving time. Turkey, cornucopia, pilgrim hat, Indian headdress, and pumpkin. Go ahead, caller.
How about Indian corn?
No Indian corn. Good guess.
All right.
Indian corn does not make the list. Turkey, cornucopia, pilgrim hat, Indian headdress, and pumpkin, but we're still missing an answer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Turkey, cornucopia, pilgrim hat, Indian headdress, and pumpkin. What are we missing? One answer remains. 39 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe a greeting card?
Card is on the list at number four. You got it.
Okay.
Card clocks in at number four on the list. That is correct. Turkey number one, cornucopia number two, pilgrim hat number three, card number four, Indian headdress five, and pumpkin number six. Those are the answers for name a Thanksgiving item children might make at school. And the person, I have to say, the person who was doing this online pretty well got all of them. So congratulations to her with this Thanksgiving answer. Now we've got 20 minutes left. Now this is going to be a weird, hard Thanksgiving category, to be a little weird. But I wanted to get something different because we've said cornucopia, we've said turkey, we've said pumpkin, we've done all those things several times. So this is a little different. Just a fun one. But here's what it is. And it has six answers. Here we go. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. How about that? Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. 20 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 20 minutes. Can we get these? Six answers. Now, kind of an offbeat category here, but let's see if we can get the six. Name a movie star you would like to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. Who are the six? Go ahead, caller.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, number four on the list. You've got it. Thank you.
Jennifer Aniston clocks in at number four on the list. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. Jennifer Aniston, number four on the list. 740-383-9944. About 19 minutes left here. Are we going to get the other five? 740-383-9944. Name a movie star you would like to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. Who are the other five? 740-383-9944. Who are those celebrities, movie stars? Go ahead, caller.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood is not on the list.
Old Clint Eastwood does not make this particular list. Name a movie star you would like to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. Five answers left on the list. A movie star you would like to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. 740-383-9944. And these are all very well-known movie stars. The only one we have so far is Jennifer Aniston at number four. So we don't have the top three answers yet. A movie star you would like to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. Go ahead, caller.
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. Not on the list.
Oh, and how do they have to be living?
You know what? All of these people are living.
Oh, all right.
Yes, they are. Thank you.
All of our answers today are currently living. All right. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. They are all living. Now, there are five we don't have. The only one we have is Jennifer Aniston at this particular point. Who are the movie stars? Go ahead, caller.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, number three on the list. You got it.
All right.
Julia Roberts clocks in at number three on the list. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. Go ahead, caller.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry, not on the list.
What about Kevin Hart?
No Kevin Hart.
Shucks.
I know. This is not a cornucopia on this one.
Heck no, it isn't.
No, bye-bye.
No cornucopias on this particular list. All right. We've got Julia Roberts at number three and Jennifer Aniston at number four, and all these people are living. We don't have the number one and number two answers yet. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. Who would they be? Go ahead, caller.
How about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, not on the list.
I don't know if we would understand what Arnold had to say at Thanksgiving time. I'll be back. Maybe that's what it would be. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to get this call, and then we'll go to break. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Dr. Oz, and he could bring his cooking daughter.
Oh, I'll tell you, hang on the line a second. We're going to break for a minute. Hold on there.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back here, WWGH Radio. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner, and our caller said?
Dr. Oz and his cooking daughter.
I'll tell you what. Now, it's not on the list, but here's why I wanted you to hang on the line. I wouldn't invite Dr. Oz to a dog fight. Especially, and I'll tell you why. Because this guy tells you everything that's going to kill you. Like butter will kill you, and bread will kill you. Everything he does on his show will kill you. And if I wouldn't invite him near Thanksgiving. I put him in the oven for Thanksgiving.
Well, she could do that.
She could do that. She could cook. Now, what does his daughter cook for Thanksgiving? Because I know it's got to be awful because everything is with Dr. Oz.
Let's see. What did she have the last time? I think it was a stuffed turkey roll.
Oh, I bet he didn't like that.
Well, I didn't get his opinion on it, but I imagine he'd bet much agree with anything she says.
Well, he might, but I remember when he was out, what was it, against the orange growers years ago? He got in a big fight with the orange juice people?
I do believe that.
Oh, yeah. He's trouble when it comes to food. But thank you. That's a good guess.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And away we go. Let's see here. Name a movie star you'd like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. I forgot where I was at this point. All right, we've got Julia Roberts at number 3, Jennifer Aniston at number 4, but still 5 answers. Does anybody know the other, what is it, 4 answers? We got 4 answers left. I'm all discombobulated. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. Julia Roberts, number 3. Jennifer Aniston, number 4. Who are the other 4 movie stars you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner? They're all living. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who are the 4? Name a movie star you want to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. We got the women so far. Go ahead, caller.
I think Betty White would be fun.
Betty White. Who wouldn't like Betty White on Thanksgiving dinner, but she's not on the list. She's in quarantine this year. No Betty White on this particular list. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. No Betty White on the list. No Dr. Oz, no Betty White. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost our caller there. If that was you, call back in. About 11 minutes left in this segment. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. They're all living. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Martha Stewart.
Oh, boy, you know, that's who I'd invite. She'd help you right out. She's not on the... And she knows what it's like to do time in prison.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
No Martha Stewart on the list today. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving. Still 4 answers left. We've got Jennifer Aniston and Julia Roberts. Go ahead, caller.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, not on the list. No Meryl Streep on the list today. Now, these are movie stars. They are all living. 740-383-9944. Name a movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. 10-minute mark. 4 answers left. A movie star you'd like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. Who could they be? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, how about John Travolta?
John Travolta. John Travolta does not make the list.
All right.
No John Travolta on the list today. A movie star you would like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. Who are these movie stars? Go ahead, caller.
I'd say if I'd guess who was coming to dinner, I'd say Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier. You know, what a good movie that was. He's not on the list, but I'd invite him over for dinner. Thank you.
And he's still alive. I think Sidney's in his 90s now, Sidney Poitier. 740-383-9944. Movie star you'd invite over for Thanksgiving dinner. Go ahead, caller.
Are you there, caller? Uh-oh. Did we lose the caller? Give us a call back.
740-383-9944. Name a movie star you'd want to have over for Thanksgiving dinner. We've got Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston. Those are the only two. Four left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about Scott Spears from Marion, Ohio?
Oh, you know, I'd come in a second if there was no fruitcake on the table.
Well, we would substitute.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know. I'd make all the dinners. Here we can name a movie star you'd like to invite for Thanksgiving dinner. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. It's Michelle.
Yeah, go ahead. Who?
Brad Pitt.
I can't believe you called in. This question got you to call in?
Well, here's the thing. Like, nobody's answering Brad Pitt, and I know he's on the list.
Well, this is good. You know what? He's the number one answer. Now, tell people why he's the number one answer.
I have no idea. I just know he's always on list. He always makes the list.
Now, why is he bigger than Jennifer Aniston, his old wife?
I don't know, but like as soon as someone said Jennifer Aniston, I knew Brad Pitt was going to be on the list. And I remember the Friends episode where Brad Pitt got invited to Thanksgiving dinner.
Now, do you think I think maybe that's why he's number one.
Yeah.
Wasn't he himself in that episode?
He was, yes. Yeah. No, he wasn't. He was a guy that they went to high school with, and they were in the I Hate Rachel Green Club.
I mean, I watched Friends, but I don't remember that episode. But I remember they had big Thanksgiving episodes.
Yeah, Friends is our default. We'll watch all the Thanksgiving episodes probably this coming week.
But you did get almost everything that kids make in school. I was very impressed before they were guests on the air.
Well, I had three kids in school at one point, elementary school. So, I think I know like another person that I would invite to dinner.
Well, go ahead. We only got like 7 minutes, so guess it.
All right. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is number two.
A big movie star.
I'm surprised. I would have thought Tom Hanks would have been guest before Jennifer Aniston or Julia Roberts or even Brad Pitt. Tom Hanks is probably the biggest movie star in the world, isn't he?
He's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, I would have guessed
that. He collects typewriters.
He collects typewriters?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I wouldn't invite him over for Thanksgiving dinner. That sounds
interesting.
That sounds
funny.
Boring. Who would you? But who would you invite if it was up to you? Who would you really want at Thanksgiving dinner, movie star wise?
Oh well, Abby said it, like Morgan Freeman. I would totally invite Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. You would have Morgan Freeman over.
I mean, he would be nice to listen to.
Now, his voice, or because he'd have interesting things to say?
His voice. I don't really know anything about him besides his voice.
You wouldn't want Betty White over?
I like Betty White. Like, I really like, you know, there's a girl, like, I like Jennifer Garner. She's one of my favorites. She's funny. Like, she's hilarious.
You know, the other two on the list are also big names. I'm surprised we haven't gotten, and they're living, and they're still big movie stars.
I'm sure somebody will guess them.
We'll see. Thanks for calling. I'm surprised.
Yeah, see?
See? Full
surprises.
Oh, yeah, maybe there'll be a Thanksgiving gift next week, you think?
Maybe if you deliver my donut.
I'll work on that. A turkey donut. Turkey donut. Happy okay. Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, there we are. That was fun. Now, the other one has called in before, but it's always an argument. But can she guess a movie star? There are two left. Does she know a movie star? She's got 5 minutes. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about Tom Cruise?
Oh, that's a really good one. Not on the list. No Tom Cruise.
Now, see, I thought that's who those two, Abby and Michelle, would guess. I thought for sure they'd guess Tom Cruise because they like all his awful movies. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
You want to talk about fun? Why are we not inviting Charlie Sheen?
Oh, well, is that sugar on the table or something else? We don't really know. Even Martin Sheen, his father doesn't invite him over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that'd be a showdown.
Thank you.
No Charlie Sheen on the list. 740-383-9944. Two answers left. Movie stars you'd invite over for Thanksgiving dinner. 740-383-9944. We got Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, and Jennifer Aniston. Now, isn't it funny? Men have guessed the women, and a woman guessed the men. Isn't that fascinating? I think that's funny. Go ahead, caller.
How about George Clooney?
No. Oh, that's a great one, too. No George Clooney on the list.
Okie doke.
That's a great guess. George Clooney and Tom Hanks, both are Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise and George Clooney, both big, good guesses, but not on the list. All right, Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, who are the remaining two? 740-383-9944. Movie stars you want to invite over for dinner. Go ahead, caller.
How about Denzel Washington?
Denzel Washington, number five on the list. You got it.
Good.
Thank you.
Denzel hits the list at number five. And we've got one left in 4 minutes. Are we going to get it? One left in 4 minutes. All right, movie star you would like to have over for Thanksgiving dinner. We've got Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, and Denzel Washington. Who is the one we're missing? The one we're missing. Go ahead, caller.
How about Harrison Ford?
No Harrison Ford. Good guess, though.
All right.
Harrison Ford does not make the list. Who is the final celebrity? The movie star, I guess, is what we should say. We'd invite over for Thanksgiving dinner. We've got Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, and Denzel Washington. Which one are we missing? Number six on the list. We've got five of them. Which one are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
How about Bad Boy Sean Penn?
Sean Penn, number six. You got it. Thank you.
Sean Penn comes in at number six. All right. We have got, that's the list. With 2 minutes left to go, we got them all. Name a movie star you'd like to invite over for Thanksgiving dinner. Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Denzel Washington, and Sean Penn. That is the list. How about that? A minute and a half left to go here. We got a whole nother hour. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back in about 15 minutes. But don't forget, carry out dinner. Dayspring Wesleyan Church, Marion Mount Gilead Road, right across from Menards. Carry out, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thanksgiving, open to the public. No transportation. Delivery is available from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving, but you must order by noon on Tuesday, November 24th. Call 740-389-3684. 740-389-3684. Also, free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. That's tomorrow, Saturday morning, November 21st at 9 a.m. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. Richland Road Church of Christ food bank, free food bank, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. Don't forget those things. And again, the number at Dayspring, 740-389-3684. 740-389-3684. Free Thanksgiving dinner. If you want it delivered, call by Tuesday at noon, November 24th, that number. Or pick it up, carry out Thanksgiving. 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. We're going to take a 15-minute break. I'll be back for a whole nother hour. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
I have on an independent ticket and run.